This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Material is selected with the interests of its audiences in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Hello, and welcome to the African American Experience, a program celebrating the artistic, cultural, and historic contributions of African Americans. This program has been created and produced by Audio Journal's Roy Allen Project to carry on the work and vision of its namesake. Roy Allen was an extraordinary human being who deeply touched the lives of his family, his friends, and his colleagues. He was a trailblazer for African Americans in the fields of theater, radio, and television. In carrying on Roy's vision to inspire the African American community to a sense of pride and power in its achievements and to share those achievements with all the community, we present the African American Experience with your host, Tina E. Gaffney. Hello, everyone. I thought we would begin the year with someone who is an EGOT, which means they've won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, and is quite literally a sensation. The one, the only, Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Kate Hudson was born on September the 12th, 1981, also known by her nickname, J-Hud. She is an African-American singer, actress, producer, and talk show host, having received numerous accolades for her work in music, film, television, and theater. Hudson became the youngest woman and third African-American recipient of all four major entertainment awards, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, in 2022. That means she's an EGOT. She was inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2013, and Time named her one of the 100 most influential people in the world in 2020. She received her education at Langston University and Kennedy King College. She is a singer, an actor, a producer, and a television presenter. She's been active in her career from 2004 to the present. She has a discography and a filmography. She has been connected to James Payton from 1999 to 2007, from David Otunga from 2007 to 2017, and from Common from 2022 to the present. She has one son. Her mother's name is Darnell Donerson. There's a full list of awards for her. Her musical career genres include R&B and soul. She does vocals, and the labels that she's worked on are Arista Records, J, RCA, Epic, and Interscope. Now, Hudson rose to fame in 2004 as a finalist on the third season of the reality series American Idol, wherein she placed seventh. She signed with Arista Records to release her self-titled debut studio album in 2008, which peaked at number 2 on the Billboard 200 and won Best R&B Album at the 51st Annual Grammy Awards. Her second and third studio albums, Remember Me from 2011 and J-Hud from 2014, both peaked within the top 10 of the Billboard 200. The latter was released by RCA Records. She signed with Interscope Records to release her fourth album, The Gift of Love, in 2024, her first solo project in a decade. She made her film debut as Effie White in the musical Dreamgirls in 2006, for which she won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress and became the youngest African-American recipient of the award. She has since portrayed Aretha Franklin in the musical biopic Respect in 2021 and acted in films such as Sex and the City in 2008, The Secret Life of Bees in 2008, Winnie Mandela in 2011, Black Nativity in 2013, Sing in 2016, and Cats in 2019. She also has appeared in shows such as Smash in 2012, Empire in 2015, and Confirmation in 2016. On stage, she acted in the Broadway musical revival, The Color Purple, in 2015, and won the Tony Award for Best Musical as a producer of A Strange Loop, 2022. Hudson has served as a coach on both the UK and the US versions of the reality series The Voice from 2017 to 2019, and became the first female coach to lead a winning team on the former. In 2022, her talk show, The Jennifer Hudson Show, premiered. Hudson was born on September the 12th, 1981, in Chicago, Illinois. She is the third and youngest child of Darnell Donerson and Samuel Simpson, a Greyhound Lines bus driver. She, her older sister Julia, a school bus driver, and her brother, Jason Hudson, were raised primarily by their mother. Her father was absent from her childhood until, with the blessing of her mother, she went looking for him at age 14. When Hudson found her father, she learned that he had 26 other children. She has stated she still has not met all of her half-siblings. She was raised as a Baptist in Inglewood and attended Dunbar Vocational High School, from which she graduated in 1919. She cites Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, and Patti LaBelle as her overall biggest influences and inspiration. She has also credited Mariah Carey as being one of her musical heroes. At age 7, she got her start in performing by singing with the church choir and doing community theater with the help of her late maternal grandmother, Julia. She enrolled at Langston University, but she left after a semester due to homesickness and unhappiness with the weather and registered at Kennedy King College. In January of 2002, Hudson signed her first recording contract with Righteous Records, a Chicago-based independent record label. She was released from her contract with Righteous Records so that she could appear on American Idol in 2004. Hudson auditioned for the third season of American Idol in Atlanta. After commenting that she had been singing on Disney Cruise Lines aboard the Disney Wonder for the past 3 months as one of the muses from Hercules, Judge Randy Jackson told her, "We're expecting more than a cruise ship performance from you." Hudson received the highest number of votes in the top 9 after her performance of Elton John's Circle of Life on April 6, 2004, but 2 weeks later, she was eliminated during the top 7 show after performing Barry Manilow's Weekend in New England. In May of 2009, MTV listed Hudson as the 6th greatest contestant in American Idol history and noted her exit was the most shocking of all time. In May of 2010, the Los Angeles Times claimed Hudson to be the 3rd greatest Idol contestant in the history of the show,
placing behind Season 1 winner Kelly Clarkson and Season 4 winner Carrie Underwood, respectively. In one of her first appearances on a record, Hudson is featured in a duet, "The Future Ain't What It Used to Be," on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell 3, "The Monster Is Loose." In September 2006, Hudson performed the song "Over It" live on Fox Chicago Morning News. In the interview, she stated the song would be included on her debut album to be released in early 2007. However, this was before she was signed to a record label. In November 2006, Hudson signed a record deal with Arista Records. Hudson also recorded a song she co-wrote with Bill Grainer and Earl Powell called "Stand Up," which was available for preview on her fan website. The track was produced by Chicago natives Powell and Herman Little III, who also arranged the song. The power ballad would later become available on the deluxe edition of Hudson's self-titled album as a bonus track. In November of 2005, Hudson was cast in the role of Effie White for the film adaptation of the musical Dreamgirls, which also starred Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx, Grammy winner Beyoncé Knowles, and Academy Award nominee Eddie Murphy. The role marked Hudson's debut screen performance. She won the role over hundreds of professional singers and actors, including Fantasia Barrino. Filming of Dreamgirls began on January the 9th of 2006, and the film went into limited release on Christmas Day of 2006, and a national release on January the 12th, 2007. Hudson has won particular praise for her show-stopping on-screen rendition of the hit song "And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going," the signature song of the role, which had earlier been recorded and had already reached the status of musical standard because of the definitive performance of Jennifer Holliday. The New York Observer described Hudson's performance of the song as, quote, "five mellifluous, muttled vibrato minutes that have suddenly catapulted Miss Hudson into the position of front runner for the Best Supporting Actress Oscar," end quote. Newsweek said that when moviegoers hear Hudson sing the song, she, quote, "is going to raise goosebumps across the land," end quote. Variety magazine wrote that Hudson's performance, quote, "calls to mind debuts like Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl or Bette Midler in The Rose, with a voice like the young Aretha," end quote. "Love You I Do" was nominated for the 2007 Academy Award for Best Original Song and won the 2008 Grammy Award for Best Song Written for a Motion Picture, Television, or Other Visual Media. As Effie White, Hudson had garnered 29 awards from film critics as Best Supporting Actress and Breakthrough Performer of 2006. She won the Golden Globe Award as Best Actress in a Supporting Role. In addition, she has been named Best Supporting Actress by the Broadcast Film Critics Association and also by the Screen Actors Guild. After seeing Hudson's performance in Dreamgirls, Simon Cowell taped a congratulatory message to her, which aired on the Oprah Winfrey Show. With the March 2007 issue, Jennifer Hudson became the third African-American celebrity and the first African-American singer to grace the cover of Vogue magazine. On February 11, 2007, the 60th British Academy Film Awards were held in London, but Hudson was not there to accept her BAFTA award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. The BAFTA award went missing, and Hudson did not receive her award until April 22, 2011, when it was presented to her on the Graham Norton Show. On February the 25th, 2007, she won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the film. Later in 2007, the mayor of her hometown, Chicago, Richard M. Daley, declared March the 6th as Jennifer Hudson Day. She was invited to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences on June the 18th, along with 115 other individuals, for 2007. Entertainment Weekly put her performance on its end-of-the-decade best-of list, saying, quote, "Sure, Beyoncé's performance was great, and Eddie Murphy's was impressive, but there was really only one reason we all rushed to see 2006's Dream Girls, Jennifer Hudson's soul-to-the-rafters rendition of the classic, and I'm telling you I'm not going. When she sang You're Gonna Love Me, it wasn't just a lyric, it was a fact," end quote. In May of 2008, Hudson appeared in the feature film Sex and the City as Louise, Carrie Bradshaw's assistant. Filming finished in December of 2007, and the movie was released on May the 30th of 2008. In October of 2008, Hudson appeared in The Secret Life of Bees as Rosaline. The film also received 9 Black Reel Awards nominations, including 3 wins. Hudson was nominated for her performance in the film, but lost to Queen Latifah. The film also received 8 nominations at the 2009 NAACP Image Awards, including a nomination for Hudson for her performance. In 2009, Hudson starred as Kathy Archernault in Fragments, a film based on the novel by Rory French, with Dakota Fanning and Academy Award winner Forest Whitaker. It was released on DVD on August 4, 2009. In 2010, Hudson started filming the biopic film Winnie Mandela, based on the South African politician Winnie Mandela, starring alongside Terrence Howard and directed by Gerald J. Root. Andre Pietrucci and Root and Paul L. Johnson based the film's script on Anne-Marie Dupree's Bidrobe's biography, Winnie Mandela, A Life. The Creative Workers Union of South Africa have opposed the choice, stating they will push for a moratorium on the film if the casting is not reversed. Winnie Mandela has threatened legal action over this film, claiming she was not consulted about the film. Winnie Mandela was originally scheduled to be released in December 2011. The trailer was released in 2010. Image Entertainment released the film on September the 6th of 2013. In January of 2008, Hudson returned to the studio to record new songs for her debut studio album. Her label was reportedly unhappy with the direction they were sending Hudson musically and decided it would be best to scrap the older songs and instead concentrate on new ones. Hudson worked with Ryan Tedder and Timbaland on a number of songs. Her debut single, Spotlight, was released on the 10th of June, 2008, and became Hudson's first top 40 hit, peaking at number 24 on the Billboard Hot 100 and becoming a top 20 hit in the United Kingdom and Turkey. Her debut studio album, Jennifer Hudson, was released on September the 30th of 2008 on Arista and was written by Neo, who co-produced, along with Stargate. Additional contributors on the album included Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Robin Thicke, Harvey Mason Jr., Diane Warren, Earl Powell, and Christopher Tricky Stewart, among others. The album debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200, and it had 217,000 copies sold in the U.S. and opened to positive reviews. As of August 2009, the album has sold 739,000 copies in the U.S., receiving a gold certification for surpassing sales of 500,000. She has performed the song All Dressed in Love for the Sex and the City soundtrack, which was released on May the 27th, 2008. Hudson performed the national anthem at the 2008 Democratic National Convention. The album's second single was to be released on October 2008, and was originally set to be My Heart before If This Isn't Love was chosen as the official second single. After three of her family members were brutally murdered, the single was rescheduled for a January 2009 release. However, in January of 2009, her label decided to postpone the release of the second single once more, choosing a February 2009 release date. After the release of If This Isn't Love, the single eventually peaked at number 63 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 37 on the U.S. Singles Chart. The third single was Pocketbook, featuring Ludacris, in April of 2009. For June of 2009 release, despite speculation that the third single would be My Heart after it was canceled as the second single. In May of 2009, Pocketbook was canceled as the third single due to negative reception from fans and critics alike. The third single was then rescheduled as Giving Myself and was released on June the 2nd, 2009 to the U.S. Her debut album garnered Hudson three nominations at the 2009 Grammy Awards, Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for Spotlight, Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals for I'm His Only Woman with Fantasia Barrino, and Best R&B Album for Jennifer Hudson. She won the last of these and performed at the awards ceremony. In February of 2009, Hudson made her first public appearance since the murders when she sang the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. She toured the United States with Robin Thicke in 2009. In early May of 2009, Hudson suffered throat fatigue and had to reschedule her May 16th to 19th tour dates. She sang Will You Be There at the Michael Jackson Memorial Service in July of 2009. Hudson recorded Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, originally by Gladys Knight and the Pips, for American Idol Season 2 Greatest Soul Classics, the official American Idol album for the third season. She is featured on Neo's second album, Because of You, on the track Leaving Tonight. Hudson performed a Christmas special in December of 2009 called Jennifer Hudson, I'll Be Home for Christmas. During the special, she relived her childhood Christmases with musical performances filmed at her favorite locations in her native Chicago. Hudson also visited family members, friends, and other childhood influences during the broadcast. On January the 22nd, 2010, Hudson appeared on the telethon for Hope for Haiti Now, a global benefit for earthquake relief, performing The Beatles' Let It Be. The telecast garnered $61 million in donations as of January the 20th, 2010. January the 26th, 2010. Also that year, Hudson recorded the song One Shining Moment for the 2010 NCAA Men's Division Basketball Tournament. In 2010, Hudson became the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. That year, she had lost 56 pounds and, quote, did not want to lose any more weight, end quote. However, on February the 10th of 2011, she appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show and revealed she had lost a total of 80 pounds. Her 2012 autobiography, I Got This, How I Changed My Ways and Lost What Weighed Me Down, detailed her weight loss. Early in the album, I Remember Me's development, Neo told E! Online that Hudson was ready to get personal on her second studio album, and that he might be producing that album. He said, she's gone through a lot over the last year, so she has a lot to talk about. He continues, she's definitely gotten stronger. The things that she's gone through, and for her to still be upbeat and happy. It's amazing. End quote. Hudson released her second studio album, Remember Me, on March 22, 2011. It debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200, selling 166,000 copies in its first week of release. On January the 24th, 2011, Hudson premiered the album's lead single, Where You At? It was written by R. Kelly and produced by Harvey Mason Jr. The song went for Radio Adults that same week. On February the 3rd of 2011, due to radio ads, the single made its debut on the U.S. Billboard Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart at number 53, having to reach a peak of number 10 at that time. The music video premiered on BET's 106 and Park and through Views and Vivo in February of 2011. No One Gonna Love You impacted on urban adult contemporary radio in the United States in May of 2011. A remix bundle, No One Gonna Love You The Remixes, was released as a digital download in the US and the UK in July of 2011. The song hits reached number 23 on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs. The third U.S. single will be I Got This. The non-single track, Don't Look Down, reached number 70 on the U.S. Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. Hudson portrayed a nun in the Farrelly Brothers film The Three Stooges in 2012. The day after the death of Whitney Houston, Hudson paid tribute to her by singing Houston's I Will Always Love You during the 54th Grammy Awards, held on February the 12th of 2012 at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. Hudson guest starred for a multi-episode arc on the second season of Smash. She sang America the Beautiful with the Sandy Hook Elementary School Chorus at the Super Bowl. Hudson sang at the 85th Academy Awards in a tribute to musical films. She performed Same Love with Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, and Mary Lambert at the 2013 MTV Video Music Awards. On September the 21st, 2013, a new single from Hudson's forthcoming third studio album was released via her website. The 70s stylized up-tempo ballad, I Can't Describe the Way I Feel, features T.I. with production by Pharrell. She performed this song alongside Chaka Khan, Evelyn Champagne King, and T.I. at the 2013 Soul Train Awards. In October of 2013, Hudson starred in the coming-of-age drama The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete, alongside Jordan Sparks, as well as the drama musical Black Nativity. Furthermore, she appears alongside Amy Adams in the drama Lullaby. On November the 13th, 2013, Hudson was awarded with the 2,512th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. After receiving the 2,512th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Hudson's third studio album, J-Hud, was released on September the 23rd, 2014. Hudson described the album as, quote, more upbeat than her previous material, end quote. She worked with Timbaland, Pharrell Williams, Redwine, Iggy Azalea, and R. Kelly, among others. Redwine said about the material, quote, it's not dance-dance, but it's soulful dance. It's very 70s kind of style, end quote. Hudson stated, what we're doing feels so right that I never want to go home from the studio. My sister and my manager will be sleeping on the couch while we work until 4 or 5 a.m., end quote. Hudson confirmed that a song on the album will be It's Your World and features R. Kelly in an interview with Jonathan Ross on The Jonathan Ross Show. The track went on to be nominated for Best R&B Vocal Performance at the 2015 Grammy Awards. On June the 20th, she released a music video for Walk It Out featuring Timbaland, which is the first single off her upcoming album. Her third album, Jayahud, would include different expressions of Hudson as an artist, a girl, and a music lover. At the 87th Academy Awards, Hudson performed I Can't Let Go from Smash as a tribute to the individuals Hollywood lost in the previous year. In February of 2015, with Iggy Azalea, Hudson released Trouble on Radio Disney. Iggy revealed that in the collaboration, it happened after their previous work, she liked her voice and wanted Hudson to sing the hook to it. They performed the song together for the first time on February the 4th, 2015, on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, following performances on Clive Davis and the Recording Academy's annual pre-Grammy Gala, 2015 Kids' Choice Awards, 2015 iHeartRadio Music Awards, and on the 14th season of American Idol. The accompanied music video was released on Iggy's YouTube channel on February the 27th, 2015, and as of 2024, gained 112 million views, making it Jennifer's first 100 million and most viewed video on that platform. Trouble appeared on Iggy's Reclassified album. Later in 2015, Hudson guest starred as Michelle White, a minor semi-recurring character in the first season of Empire. She sang three songs on the show, Remember the Music, Whatever Makes You Happy, and For My God. Hudson helped welcome Pope Francis on his first visit to the United States by singing her rendition of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. In the fall of 2015, Hudson made her Broadway debut as Shug Avery in the Broadway revival of The Color Purple, alongside Cynthia Erivo and Danielle Brooks. New York Times critic Bren Brantley hailed her performance, saying, quote, Miss Hudson radiates a lush, supple stage presence that is echoed by her velvet voice, end quote. Hudson later picked up her second career Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album in 2017 for her work on The Color Purple. In June of 2016, Hudson performed Princess Purple Rain on the BET Awards, which she had previously sung on stage with the cast of The Color Purple the day Prince passed away. On June the 28th, 2016, Hudson signed with Epic Records. L.A. Reid and Clive Davis are joining forces for the first time since Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard soundtrack 25 years ago. Jennifer Hudson is the defining voice of this generation, said Reid. Her award-winning presence on records, in film, and on stage establishes her as one of the premier artists to emerge in this century, Davis says. I signed Jennifer in 2007, believing her to be the strongest candidate as the next generation's Aretha Franklin and Whitney. She has become that, as LA and I excitingly return and reunite to capture Jennifer at her all-time best. Meanwhile, Hudson picked up a few more film roles, including in Spike Lee's musical Chi-Rag and HBO's Confirmation, alongside Kerry Washington. In December of 2016, Hudson played scene stealer Motormouth Maybelle in NBC's Hairspray Live. Her version of a civil rights-themed ballad, I Know Where I've Been, blew audiences away, garnering Emmy buzz from fans and critics alike. During the credit sequence, Hudson duets with co-star Ariana Grande on Shaman and Whitman's Come So Far. Hudson lent her voice to the younger version of the character Mona Noodleman in the Illumination Entertainment film Sing, which was released on December the 21st, 2016. In that film, she sang the Beatles classic Golden Slumbers Carry That Weight, which was a recurring musical theme of the film. On the deluxe soundtrack, Hudson sings with Tori Kelly on a duet version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Hudson starred as singer Courtney Clark in the film Sandy Wexler, which premiered in April of 2017. In early 2017, Hudson debuted in the Voice franchise as a coach on the sixth season of The Voice UK. She won that season with her act, Moe Adriarnan, and became the first female coach to win the show. Hudson had joined the American version of The Voice as a coach for its 13th season. Hudson released Remember Me on March the 3rd, 2017. On December the 12th, 2017, she released another new song, Burden Down. The same day, Hudson performed Remember Me live for the first time on the semifinal result night of The Voice. Later, a music video for the single was also released. Hudson returned for her second series as a coach to The Voice UK. Her second series premiere on January the 6th of 2018 and concluded on April the 7th, where Hudson's finalist Belle Woolsey finished third. On January the 27th of 2018, Clive Davis disclosed that Hudson had been handpicked by Aretha Franklin to portray her in an eventual biopic with a prospective release date in 2021. She performed with the D.C. Choir at the March for Our Lives anti-gun violence rally in Washington, D.C. on March the 24th, 2018. Hudson returned as coach for the 15th season of the American version of The Voice after taking a one-season hiatus. Her final act, Kennedy Holmes, finished in fourth place. Overall, Hudson returned for The Voice's UK 8th series. In 2018, Hudson was cast as the Cats character, Grisabella, in the film adaptation, which was released in 2019. In March of 2020, Hudson collaborated with Bono, Will.i.am, and Rashiki to create Sing for Life, a song written and compiled remotely by the four musicians to lift spirits during the pandemic. On July the 20th, 2021, Hudson was interviewed by Oprah Winfrey about her role as Aretha Franklin in the film Respect. The Aretha Franklin biopic Respect was directed by Lise Tomei and was released in August of 2021. Hudson's performance earned the Chairman's Award at the Palm Springs International Film Festival, as well as a nomination for the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Leading Role. The film was accompanied by a soundtrack sung entirely by Hudson, featuring covers of several of Franklin's songs, with one original song for Hudson, Here I Am Singing My Way Home, being released as the soundtrack's lead single in June of 2021. The song earned Hudson nominations for the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song and the Grammy Award for Best Song Written for Visual Media. The film's soundtrack received a nomination for the Grammy Award for Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media. On August the 19th of 2021, Hudson performed a show at the Apollo Theater called Jennifer Hudson, Live at the Apollo, A Night of Soul. On August the 21st, Hudson performed Nessun Dorma at We Love NYC, the homecoming concert backed by the New York Philharmonic in Central Park. In September of 2021, Hudson won a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Interactive Media for a Daytime Program for being an executive producer for Baba Yaga, a 27-minute interactive fairy tale story made for Oculus Quest. In February of 2022, Jennifer Hudson was one of the night's major winners at the 2022 NAACP Image Awards. She won the Entertainer of the Year and Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture for her portrayal of Aretha Franklin in the film Respect. In May of 2022, Hudson received a nomination for the Tony Award for Best Musical for serving as a producer for the Broadway musical A Strange Loop. On June 12, 2022, Hudson became one of 17 people to have won an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony, an EGOT, at the 75th Tony Awards. She appeared in the 2022 film Tell It Like a Woman and starred in the 2024 science fiction thriller Breathe. Hudson's syndicated talk show, The Jennifer Hudson Show, launched on September the 12th of 2022. On October the 18th of 2024, Hudson released her fourth studio album, The Gift of Love, and toured the United States with The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience. Hudson began dating James Payton in 1999, when she was 18. They separated in late 2007. Hudson later met David Otunga, a professional wrestler in the WWE and a Harvard Law graduate, and the couple became engaged in September of 2008. In August of 2009, Hudson gave birth to her first child, son David Daniel Otunga Jr. In November of 2017, Hudson's representative announced that Hudson and Otunga had separated after over 10 years together. On October the 24th, 2008, Hudson's 57-year-old mother, Darnell Bonison, and 29-year-old brother, Jason Hudson, were found shot to death inside the Chicago home. Bonison shared with Hudson's older sister, Julia. An Amber Alert was issued for her 7-year-old nephew, Julian King, when Julia reported him missing. 3 days later, the Federal Bureau of Investigation confirmed a body found on Chicago's west side was the nephew. An autopsy indicated he had died from multiple gunshot wounds. Police charged William Balfour, Julia's estranged 27-year-old husband, with 3 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of home invasion, convicted on all 7 counts against him. In July of 2012, he was sentenced to 3 life sentences without the possibility of parole to be conservatively and consecutively served, followed by an additional 120 years for his other convictions. Hudson's family created the Hudson King Foundation for families of slain victims in honor of the 3 victims. Hudson and her sister created the Julian D. King Gift Foundation in honor of her nephew. It provides Christmas presents and school supplies to families in need in the Chicago area. Hudson has been described as a friend of President Barack Obama, who invited her to appear with him at a fundraiser in Beverly Hills during his first term in May of 2009. She also performed at the White House at the Celebration of Music from the Civil Rights Movement event. As of 2011, Hudson resides in Burt Ridge, Illinois, a western suburb of Chicago. Hudson does not drink alcohol. In 2022, while working together on their film Breathe, Hudson began dating rapper and fellow Chicago native Common. The pair confirmed their relationship with a joint appearance on The Jennifer Hudson Show in January of 2024. While discussing their romance, Connor stated that, "I'm in a relationship that is with one of the most beautiful people I've met in my life," he added. "In addition to being beautiful, she's smart, she loves God, she has something real down to earth about her, and she's talented." Now, a list of Miss Hudson's acting credits includes Dream Girls in 2006 as Effie White, in 2007 Elmo's Christmas Countdown, she portrayed herself. And when you hear these credits, it's really interesting to hear the diversity of the roles she has played. Sex and the City, she portrayed Louise. In 2008, Winged Creatures, she was Kathy Orsino. And The Secret Life of Bees, she was Rosaline Daisy. In 2011, she portrayed Winnie Mandela as Winnie Mandela. In 2012, she was in the film The Three Stooges as Sister Rosemary. And that same year, she was in The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. She portrayed Gloria. In 2013. She was in a film called Call Me Crazy, a 5 film. She portrayed a character named Maggie. In Black Nativity, she portrayed Naima Cobbs. In 2014, she was in a film called Lullaby, and she portrayed Nurse Carrie. In 2015, she was in a film called Chirag, and she portrayed Irene. And that same year, she was in a film called Confirmation, and she portrayed Angela Wright. In 2016, she was in the film Sing, and she was young Nana Noodleman's voice. That same year, she was in Hairspray Live, and she portrayed Molten Mouth Maybell. In 2017, she was in the film Sandy Wexler. She portrayed Courtney Clark. 2018, she was in the film Monster, and she portrayed Mrs. Harmon. In 2019, she was in the musical film adaptation of Cats, and she portrayed Grisabella. In 2020, she was the voice of Forrest in the film Baba Yaga. In 2021, she was in the film Respect, and she portrayed Aretha Franklin. In 2022, she was in the film Tell It Like a Woman, and she portrayed the characters of Kim Carter and Pepsi. In 2024, she was in the film Breathe, and she portrayed Maya. That same year, she was in a film titled Goat, and they were deciding what voice she was going to do for that one. And in 2026, this year, they're deciding what voice she will be in Paw Patrol, the Dino movie. And television, my goodness. American Idol, E! The True Hollywood Story, were both in 2004. In 2010, she was in Luxury Unveiled. In 2011, she was on Dancing with the Stars, The X Factor, The Extra Factor. In 2012, she was a judge on Project Runway, and she was Veronica Moore in Smash. In 2015, she was Michelle White on the TV show Empire. And in 2016, she was on Inside Amy Schumer, Art and Deck Saturday Night Takeaway in 2017, Sunday Night at the Palladium, and all of those, she portrayed herself. From 2017 to 2019, she was in The Voice UK and The Voice US. In 2018, she was in the film Murder in the Family and Saturday Mashup. In 2019, she was live in front of a studio audience. On all of those, she portrayed herself. In 2021, The Black Church, This Is Our Story, This Is Our Song, also portraying herself. And in 2022 to the present, she's on her show, The Jennifer Hudson Show. And in 2023, she was in Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, and she was the voice of Maine. Her theater credits alone, in 2004, she was a performer in Hair. And in 2006, she was in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas as Jewel. In 2015, she was Sugar Avery in The Color Purple. In 2022, she was in A Strange Loop. She was a co-producer. And in 2025, she was a co-producer of Smash. And that's just to show you how diverse of a career she's had thus far. And there was an article that was written in Real Simple years ago that said, Jennifer Hudson's got this. And the talk show host, singer, actor, mom, philanthropist, lots of other things, want you to know that you do too. So the editor of this publication hung out with her, and this is the big takeaway. Jennifer Hudson is not only amazing, she's also your biggest fan. This article was from September the 6th of 2023. Jennifer Hudson should be a diva. She has every claim, with arguably the greatest singing voice on the planet. A coveted EGOT, she's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, and illustrious friends like Oprah and the Obamas, to name just a few. To name just the O's, there are rumors of romance with a famous beau, and she even has a celebrity nickname, J-Hud. By all standards, Jennifer has a right to be high maintenance and aloof. What she actually is a hustler who's so sweet and solicitous, you almost worry about her. Audiences first met her nearly 20 years ago as the R&B savant who should have won American Idol. Her clapback was to take home perhaps the most unanimously agreed upon best supporting Oscar in history for her turn as Effie White in 2006's Dream Girls. In 2008, she faced an unspeakable family tragedy, losing her mother, brother, and nephew at once. She kept singing, launching a solo music career that would earn her 2 gold records and feature collaborations with top talents like Alicia Keys, Pharrell Williams, and Bono. From U2, more films swallowed, including The Role You Know Her For, Young Nana, The Kaftan-Clad Sheep crooning with a gorgeous Beatles cover in the 26 hit animated musical Sing. And just last year, she threw her hat into the infamously tough daily talk show ring. Despite a crowded field of newcomers and the learning curve that can come with new launches, The Jennifer Hudson Show welcomed a stream of A-list guests like Vice President Kamala Harris and received 6 daytime Emmy nominations, all in its first season, a testament to the power of Jennifer's brand of charisma and her hustle. Jennifer shows up, ready to work, whether work means taping back-to-back hour-long shows, singing at the White House's first major Juneteenth celebration, or opening her Chicago home to a big group of her 14-year-old son David's friends. It was in that city when she was getting her start at a gay club around town and several gay clubs around town that the should-be diva honed her makeup skills. Yes, she can do her own glam. Search for the video of her applying a cat eye if you doubt. Jennifer walks to Starbucks each morning, often with David for her cuppa. Weekdays on the Warner Brothers lot, you may see her riding her bike from her office to the studio, backpack on. One daily indulgence is to sit on a bench in the sun and look at the mountains. She and I met up in Los Angeles in June to talk about many things, including how she resets for autumn. This is a big one for her, as she returns to the talk show grind with a lot to prove in her sophomore season, as her son starts his freshman year of high school, as she juggles his schedule and hers, like all of ours, somehow gets busier than ever. So where to start? Doing anything cool for Juneteenth? Jennifer Hudson. Well, I sang at the White House for the first Juneteenth there. It was absolutely amazing. Historic. You went with your son and a troop of his friends. Why the entourage? I want my son to be a part of those things, and his cousins and friends, little David, really has a big heart, and he always wants to include them. So I said, I'll sing, but I have to bring my boys. And I told the guys, when you all get old and you have children, you're going to say, I was there for the first Juneteenth. And to be able to sing for it, that's something I will never forget. Speaking of accomplishments, congratulations on your talk show being renewed. How does it feel as you kick off season 2? Thank you. I feel like the show is every bit of who I am and how I connect with people. The only difference is the cameras are rolling. I want it to be a platform where everyone can sit on the couch and tell their story and be celebrated. Everyone has a superpower, a talent, not only playing an instrument or acting or dancing or singing, but whatever you're passionate about. I get to be around people who specialize in something, and because they're so into what they're into, I'm intrigued. People who are passionate are the best. It's all about the passion and the love for what you do. Everybody's got a story, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, or wherever you're from. I'm interested. And it ain't nobody else cheering you on. Jennifer Hudson is. That's what I want the world to know. I love that daytime talk shows are dominated by African-American women, and it seems like hosts are bringing their true selves to their shows. Yes, that's the time we're in. People want to see real things, and I think that's the most beautiful thing. We've all been sugarcoating and hiding, but when you share, it helps us know we're not alone. You had Chaka Khan on last season, and she told you she was proud of you. And you replied, yes, ma'am, I'm listening. You're deeply accomplished, but you also bring this modesty, this respect for others to what you do. I think it's so important for people to know you can be humble and still achieve things. When I get to talk to Chaka Khan and all those other people I've looked up to, it's okay to give them their flowers and pay respect. That doesn't take away from your own greatness. And just because you've achieved so many things, it doesn't make you better than anyone else. My mother used to write us letters, and I found one that said, "It's beautiful, all the things we've accomplished, but what I'm most proud of is the human you are and how you treat your fellow man." The awards on my wall don't amount to who I am at all as a person. When I meet anybody, I want to meet your human, and I want you to see mine. Tell me about your foundation. My sister and I started the Julian D. King Gift Foundation in honor of my late nephew and dedicated it to him, my mother, and my brother. It's how we stay connected to them. It gives back to the youth of Chicago, making sure they have their school supplies. Kids shouldn't have to worry about where their book bag is going to come from, if people going to laugh at their shoes or not, or if they don't have the tools they need to learn. We've had parents that say it was either pay my rent or buy my kids school supplies. We also do a holiday toy drive. We want the kids to know your positivity is highlighted, and we encourage it, and we support you all to keep going. So you're running this foundation, taping the show, producing, promoting, doing TV appearances and film cameos, and you're a single mom. What do for yourself? We sometimes forget about ourselves. I was just at home and I was like, I got this big old house, but the only space I have in it is my bedroom. That's like life. We give so much to everybody that we end up as women and mothers in a little corner of our own lives. Why not give ourselves space, grace, compassion, and consideration? That's something I'm working on. I'm always trying to get a better life. My mother used to say, where there's a will, there's a way. And a lot of times, when I do get stuck, whether I'm stressed, I'm scared, I'm tired, whatever, I ask myself, what would my mama say? What would she do? That helps me. And then sometimes you got to say, I can't do it today. Meet yourself where you are. We can do that for everyone else. Sometimes you have to stop and consider yourself. And that's the phase that I'm in. I can't say I've always been that way, but I'm older now. And that is the story of Jennifer Hudson. Stay tuned, I'm sure there'll be more. My name is Tina E. Gaffney, and as I always say, explore, connect, create, and inspire.
You have been listening to The African American Experience, a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. This program is brought to you in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. If you would like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone or iPad. I am Tina E. Gaffney. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
The Attorney General's Office is an advocate and resource for all residents of Massachusetts. The Attorney General's Office protects consumers, combats fraud and corruption, and investigates crime and prosecutes criminals. Additionally, it protects the environment, workers, and civil rights. For more information, or if you need to file a complaint, call 617-727-2200.